Since President Donald Trump took office, immigration policies have been changing rapidly. Avenues that helped undocumented immigrants receive some form of legal status, like DACA, have been threatened. But there's another program that local immigration attorneys also have concerns about. The program was designed to help law enforcement officials catch criminals and can be a pathway to citizenship for immigrants. As Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports, federal policy changes and the presence of ICE agents at local courthouses could change the playing field.
About 8 years ago, Mirza Urayas was working at a restaurant in Bakersfield. She was the only person working up front and says it was business as usual until one man entered. He pointed a gun at me and said I had to give him money. I gave him money and he went running out of the store and threatened me before that. He said if I didn't give him the money, he would shoot me. She says she was the only witness to the robbery, and law enforcement was depending on her to identify him. Urias called the situation traumatic. She even sought out help. I had to find a psychologist to help me a little. Yes, it did traumatize me a bit, but it's an experience that's not easy to deal with the first few days and while continuing to work. Another person would have quit, but since I needed the job, I needed to stay and keep moving forward, you know? Now, Uria says she's doing better. I caught up with her at her home in Bakersfield this week. She's folding laundry in her living room while her two-year-old plays with her toys and watches the Pixar film Coco. Her three children were all born in the United States, unlike her. Urias was born in Mexico and has been living in the U.S. undocumented. She says if she does get deported, she has a plan to make sure her kids are cared for in the Valley. But she has hope it won't ever come to that because she's in the process of getting legal residency through a program for victims of crimes. The U non-immigrant visa, more widely known as a U visa, is a visa offered for undocumented immigrants who have been victims of violent crimes. The visa gives victims protection from deportation and a pathway to citizenship, as long as they meet certain requirements and cooperate with law enforcement. Because Urias was the only witness to the robbery, law enforcement depended on her to testify in court. I had to give testimony to the police and help them so they can identify the person who robbed me and also go to court to give testimony. But lately, there have been concerns about how the program is changing. For instance, local immigration attorney Jeremy Clayson says there have been some changes during the filing process for green cards since President Trump took office. Right now, when someone gets approved for a U visa, their past crimes are pardoned. After 3 years of having a U visa, recipients can apply for a green card. But now, Clayson says during this step in the process, there have been adjustments that raise concerns.
If a waiver was granted, if you were given your waiver or your pardon under the U visa, those past crimes from X amount of years ago that were already forgiven you, they should not thereafter provide a basis for them denying your green card. But we've seen through experience that that's what's happening under the Trump administration. Really frustrating.
Clayson says under the Obama administration, that didn't happen. They would not go back to reevaluate the crimes that happened before the U visa status was applied. Clayson says the Trump administration is reexamining past crimes. Now he says he has different conversations with his clients when it's time for them to apply for residency.
And what I'm telling them now during the consultation now is, hey, it's green card time, but they're going to relitigate. They're going to reexamine all your past conduct, even though it was quote unquote already forgiven.
Clayson says that's happened in almost every green card application he's filed for U visa recipients under the current administration. As a result, he says more U visas will get denied. Clayson says his office hasn't seen any denials yet, but they're concerned.
The fact they're asking for me to prove to them why it's so important that this person continue to remain here, and they didn't ask for that same evidence back several years ago when they gave them the U visa, that in and of itself is an indication that they will probably increasingly be denying green card applications.
Clayson says the government should give victims permanent residency because of their willingness to cooperate with law enforcement. But he says it seems like the new administration is trying to find any way to deny green cards.
U visas are the most vulnerable members of our society, right? These are the folks that have been right? They've been victims of violent crimes in the U.S., and it has to be a violent crime. And those are people who actually helped in the prosecution and or investigation of that crime against the perpetrator.
This change isn't the only concern Clayson has when it comes to U visas. The recent ICE arrests at the Fresno courthouse are a concern to Clayson, especially since some of his U visa clients have to testify at the courthouse if subpoenaed. He says he has had clients that have been deported while waiting for their U visas to be approved.
I have had clients, several clients, who were deported from the U.S. while their U visas were pending and or while they were scheduled to testify against the perpetrators in their criminal cases.
Clayson says that's probably going to happen more often since President Trump issued a memo last year that changed some guidelines regarding deportations the last administration put in place. Under the Obama administration, people who had U visas pending weren't at risk of getting deported. But that's not the case anymore.
That U visa memo back from the Obama administration was replaced by this other cryptic memo that says, I don't care if you have a U visa or not. Right? If it's not in the public interest, we're going to deport you even during the pendency of your U visa.
That February 2017 memo reversed an Obama-era policy that prioritized deportations of undocumented immigrants with criminal convictions. Other local immigration attorneys have concerns about ICE's presence at the courthouse, too.
So if a victim is afraid to go to the courthouse to give testimony because of ICE being picked up or having problems with immigration, then that prevents them from getting the initial U visa of support to law enforcement and cooperation to prosecute the perpetrator of the crime, as well as getting the certification the second time around for the residency process.
Olga Grosch is an immigration attorney in Fresno at Pacifica Immigration Law Group. She says ICE showing up at the courthouse in plain clothes and making arrests is causing fear. And that fear could be the factor if a victim doesn't show up to testify. Even though there have been no reports of victims being picked up by ICE locally, she says news reports of it happening around the country are enough to scare some of her clients. Grosch says this goes against the whole point of the U visa.
When victims of crime are being picked up by ICE, that is counterproductive to the entire process of the U visa. That a victim should not be afraid of the police, that a victim should not be afraid of immigration just because they are a victim of a crime.
ICE did not respond to a request for comment from Valley Public Radio. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says victims shouldn't be scared to report crimes, especially since there have been no reports of victims being arrested at the Fresno courthouse, just suspects of crimes.
Here in Fresno, they arrest people who are suspects and have committed crimes, not people that are in the courthouse to testify as a victim or a witness.
Mim says U visa recipients shouldn't be fearful of testifying at the courthouse, and undocumented immigrants shouldn't hesitate to report crimes.
I think those that are raising the concern, unfortunately, are scaring the public more than they need to be. I mean, the message is if you are a victim or a witness of crime and you get a U visa, you have some protection.
Back in Bakersfield, Uriah says she can soon apply for a green card. She doesn't think it's going to be an easy or short process, but says she's patient. She says even if U visas didn't exist, she would still be willing to cooperate with law enforcement. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.